leaders, community members, and fellow supporters of Palestine, welcome to the annual commemoration of the Day of Quds.
We're also gathered here to protest the funding and support of these activities. And one of the biggest providers of financial support to Israel is our own government. The current administration is following in the footsteps of the previous administration and has given Israel an estimated $3 billion.
Palestinian people have full right to choose their own government.
For more than six decades, the Palestinian people have not had one night of peaceful sleep. For more than half a century, the innocent nation of Palestine has been razed, ruined, pillaged, and plundered, rendered defenseless, to be exploited and consumed. And we, the concerned few, stand aghast at the situation and ask with frustration, why does the world keep silent?
But as Israel's brutality takes greater strides, and as its orders become more and more preposterous, the world finds it harder to turn a blind eye to them. Every year, more and more people are pledging their support for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign.
Going there, like, I've read a lot about the situation. Going there and seeing it is quite another story. It really is apartheid, and I think that that's an important concept to be using because it has basis in international law, that the system that exists in Israel is systematically violates the human rights of Palestinians, systematically violates the rights of people who aren't Jewish.
Whether it's tomorrow, whether it's in 1,000 years, the struggle for the rights of Palestinians must continue, and we have to fight it whether or not we see it in our lifetimes or not.
First, I want to talk to my Palestinian brothers and sisters, and this goes for all of Palestine, not just the Muslims of Palestine. Your legitimate struggle will bring you success. You pass all the tests. Everything they've done to you, they've bombed you, they've killed you, they've slaughtered you, they've imprisoned your women, they've kicked you out of your houses.
The oppression. And we must speak out against the Zionist entity. This Zionist entity was created by the Western powers to subjugate the Muslim world. And right now, today, we see that it's on its last leg. Don't be fooled by the billions of dollars that is being sent to pay for the military equipment made in the USA to destroy the Palestinian homes, to kill the women, children, men, old. Children young.
You know, we see today, more than ever before, all around the world, everybody, all people of all walks of life are protesting for Palestine. Even our brothers and sisters of Bahrain who are being killed by the oppressive Khalifa regime. Shame. Even today, they're protesting for Palestine.
And fighting for their right to return to their homes. Were the Zionists not commanded by God, the Exalted, to love even their strangers?
Free Palestine!
Just as if in you. When these words of wisdom are applied on a macro level, we find that the greatest threat to Islam resides within the Muslim population and is manifested in a hypocrite who claims to follow Islam but commits great evils like Gaddafi, like Mubarak, who claims to be Muslims. They're the biggest enemies of Islam.
This is what I'm doing since, 20, 25 years ago, when Imam Khomeini announced it as a Quds Day. I was a teenager, so this is like a habit for me to come every year to object whatever is going on in Palestine. And inshallah, someday we see the result. I'm hoping for that.
And it's important for your kids and your family to be here as well?
Yes, we just want to convey the message out to the people to bring about awareness of what's going on in the Middle East and the atrocities that Israel is committing against innocent people.
The movement of the people, movement of democracy, movement of the justice, movement of the peace. You call a fake peace to the world. You introduce a peace with the weapons. You introduce a peace with the power, with the tanks, with the killing the people, killing the innocent people. But we introduce another peace with the justice. And without justice, peace cannot be happening in this world.
Your resistance will bring you success. Stay strong, be forbearing, be united, and you will defeat this Zionist devil.
Palestine, tomorrow we'll be free. Palestine.